Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this Cyber Symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com.
Go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg, or call 800-662-9236.
To receive these exclusive MyPillow offers, thank you and God bless.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.pastorgregyoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I do thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. In that last segment, Dr. Barrett was talking about some specific issues and things that the that we've been made aware of for quite some time regarding government surveillance and things of that nature. And, you know, there are some targeting that's going on. And when you investigate what's happening to those who were arrested and continue to be arrested, if you happened to go to Washington, D.C. on the 6th of January to the Ellipse and were there in support of the still then president of the United States of America, Donald Trump, and you were there to support him and to express perhaps your concerns about the election and the election process. And if you were listening to our program yesterday, David Justokas outlined a number of election, discrepancies, issues, if you will. If you go to my blog section, you'll see under the title Code Monkey Z Bombshell, Dominion Whistleblower Speaks Out, Releases Admin Password, Proving Remote Access to Video. I broke this down a little bit yesterday. I'm going to go into it just very briefly right now. But Dominion didn't provide voting machines. They don't have voting machines. They don't have a physical voting machine that is Dominion owned. What Dominion is a software company. It's like when you go out and you buy a brand new computer and it has an operating system. It might be a Windows operating system or it might be a Linux operating system. There's a variety of different ways that you can have it. And then another program is layered on top of that. That is the program that you use. So maybe it's Windows 10, whatever it might be. The point being is this: Dominion is the same thing. The county where the election takes place, those that are providing the equipment have equipment that is provided, but they don't have software. and they contract with somebody for the software. Dominion is a software contractor. And what this whistleblower has done, and you can find this again on my blog, I made it nice and easy for you to be able to see it, is the book that shows exactly how someone can go in while the election is taking place, while the tabulations are happening. They can go in and make changes or make adjustments or what have you. There may possibly be a legitimate reason because there's some kind of a hangup. But there's also, with every legitimate opportunity to come in and do something in software, you create the opportunity for something other than that to take place. So this is what the whistleblower has talked about and what they have expressed. Now, new evidence in Georgia is revealing that there was fraud and massive errors. We've got that information up for you in the same site. For example, the team's analysis revealed that 923 of the 1,539 mail-in ballot batch files contained votes that were incorrectly reported in Fulton's official November 3rd, 2020 results. That's an issue. There's another link there to the Amistad Project, the nation's leading election integrity watchdog. They came out and gave a very definitive press conference. You can find that there. There's also information about what's going on in Pennsylvania. There were over 120,000 unreconciled votes, 15,000 mail-in ballots sent out of state, 1,823,148 mail-in ballots were sent out, 2,589,242 were sent back. That's a huge problem in and of itself. Think about that again. 1.8 million sent out, 2.6 million received back. Something wrong there. And then, of course, Wisconsin has now officially launched an audit into the 2020 election as well. You can find all that information, research it for yourself, please, really, seriously, please research it for yourself at the website, chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com. Let's see, what else? There's a great article out there called Wokeism is a Distraction. There Are Real Issues by Christopher Wright. Now, this brings to light some very serious issues about the depletion of our military. President Trump had worked to try to bring our military back up to speed. And a strong national defense is critical, by the way. We have to have and we need a strong national defense. I think back to conversation again from the last half hour. Stop and think about this. The excuse that is used, and Scott Uhlinger in our last hour, who is a former CIA station chief, was discussing with us about, you know, issues, January 6th issues, FBI integrity issues, issues that have to do with what's going on with Iran, a lot of different things that are going on. But one of the pieces of information that we talked about was the surveillance issue and the excuse for the surveillance issue and the extraordinary amount. $1.5 trillion has been spent since 9/11. $1.5 trillion on the Department of Homeland Security. Stop and think about that, and then think about the surveillance that is going on. Here's the point. The point is that we're told, and I agree, we have issues. There's no question in my mind that we have terrorists on the ground. I know we have cartel issues on the ground. All of that is true. And so there is a reason, a justification then, for this web of trying to gather information. But here becomes the problem. Here becomes the problem. Why are all of these terrorists coming into our country? Why are we running into massive issues when it comes to situations like the cartels and trafficking and all the things we've talked about down at the border that are going on right here in my home state of Texas? The reason for those conversations, the reason that's happening is we have an administration now who has decided that open borders are the best way, that no longer are we going to have people retained in Mexico before they can come here and be adjudicated to determine whether or not they deserve an asylum. No, no, no. We're going to just open the borders now and let everyone rush in. Oh, hang on a minute. Hi, Alvina. This is Pastor Greg. You're live on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor Greg. This is Alvina Kane. I should be alive with you now, and here I am.
I am so excited to have you. Thanks for being here. Well, thank you again for coming on board with us today. I know one of the big things that's on your heart is the issue of life. And if we're not defending life, how can we defend liberty and a pursuit of happiness without defending life?
Well, you know, life is the first word in that powerful phrase. And we do this for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Happiness can change from person to person. But life is for the human family, not separate races, not the red race or black race or yellow race or Caucasian white race, none of that, but the human race with different ethnic groups. And that is includes from the womb to the tomb. And that's something we kind of forget. And for a while, they tried to say the baby in the womb wasn't really a person. It was a lump of flesh or a blob of tissue, but science has debunked that quite well with these 4D ultrasounds. So we are one blood, one race. And let me say this, alert, alert, breaking news, there is a critical race. It's called the one blood human race.
Mm.
And even God, you know, God did divide communities many years ago when at the Tower of Babel, Babel, everybody could speak the same language, so they were going to go and overthrow heaven. God did not divide the people by skin color. The people were divided by language.
Yes.
And then with Jesus Christ, he comes back with one word, love. And that brought us back together.
And John 17, his prayer that we would all have unity with our brethren, with our brothers and sisters in Christ. This is a critical thing because I watched your interview with Vernon Jones, which I thought was incredibly powerful, by the way.
Thank you.
And something that you mentioned in there, and I think it's appropriate, very appropriate in light of the conversation for our audience. You once were pro-choice. You were on that other side and you made a decision to change that. What was it that changed your mind about that, that you can share with our audience that may have loved ones that are saying, okay, well, you know what? You're not loving because you don't understand. It's my body and my choice.
Love brought me back. I was a born again Christian in 1980. I grew up in the church and I was listening to my daddy's God, and my granddaddy's God as Reverend A.D. King, Reverend Martin Luther King Sr. and Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., my uncle. I had to meet God, and I did in 1983 for me. And love brought me back. I repented of all my sins. I had had two abortions myself, miscarriage because of damage from the abortion. And I asked God to forgive me. I said I didn't know better. I didn't know, but that's not an excuse. Please forgive me, Lord. And I became a voice for life in 1983. And I understood that it's a human race. At 1726, of one blood, God made all people. Vernon, the same way, Vernon became pro-life because I gave him my book, How Can the Dream Survive? If We Murder the Children. And he sat there and read it. And at first, people would say, oh, this is something the rich white Republican men in the back room with the cigars made up. No, we didn't. Nobody made it up. It's true. You go find out. And when people find out the truth, they become free.
Amen. Amen. Well, and you know, your testimony is so powerful because, you know, the studies indicate, especially in the black community, that there is a high rate of abortion. And Reverend Childress and I talk every month about that issue. But, you know, for those women who have had an abortion that are saying, okay, but, you know, now I understand it. Now I feel horrible about it, and now I don't feel worthy. How can God forgive me? Share how the Lord does forgive through his son, Jesus Christ?
It's a mystery. That God forgives us. It's a mystery how he forgives us. I was a college professor for 19 years. That's the longest job I held at one time. And then as a pastoral associate with Priest for Life for 16 years, I'm getting ready to retire from that full-time job. I'll still be associated with Priest, but I am just doing full-time ministry as of September 1st. However, when we began to start out, and I would say to my students, I said, you know, a woman has the right to choose what she does with her body. The baby's not her body. How can the dream survive if we murder our children? And I would ask my students, I was teaching out of a West law book. I had been a state legislator. I'm a certified paralegal. Have a lot of different credentials. I'm in school, not getting a new PhD. But I would say to the students, a woman has the right to choose what she does with her body. The baby's not her body. Where's the lawyer for the baby? And then they began to see it. I didn't even talk about Jesus as much, although I would do that in my classroom too, at a state college, no less. However, I just got them to thinking. And so that's what, when we have differing worldviews, and somebody says, you have a touch with reality. Well, I'm not in touch with your reality. Doesn't mean I'm out of touch with reality. And so if we love each other and we're kind to each other, even in these exchanges and conversations, we can begin to get past some of the angst and the frustration and the anger. So that's what we have to learn to do.
You know, that is such a critical message. And really, the message is a message about love. It's about loving that new life that's forming. God has a plan and a purpose for every life, and a message of forgiveness to those that have participated in an abortion, to understand that the blood of Christ covers all sin. He didn't point out, he didn't pick out any sins, Dr. King, did he, and say, well, no, I'm not going to cover that one, but we'll cover these 10 over here. He said
and that's
that,
right. And you know, even today, and some people are fighting about the transgenders and the this and the that and the abortions and you're not my, you're mean to me. I said, God, honest to goodness, even with COVID, some people are arguing, and I'm definitely not about to open this up. But did you take the shot or don't take the shot? I said, look, at the end of the day, if you took the shot, you at the end of the day, if you don't take the shot, Jesus is.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com.
Go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg, or call 800-662-9236.
To receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.PastorGregYoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Well, that was fun. Dr. King had been tied up on a call and wasn't sure she was going to be able to get on, so she was able to get off the call and get on with us, and I am very thankful for her for doing that. I was talking to you before we were able to get Dr. King to come in and visit with us about life, which is really what that segment was supposed to be about, and I'm so glad we got that in. But talking to you about the issues that we're having relative to national defense, and I was mentioning to you about the problem at the border and how at the border we have, we have all this, these concerns. We have a porous border. We have sex trafficking going on. We have child trafficking that's going on. We have terrorists that we know are coming through. There was another group that was just recently apprehended, but for roughly one that's apprehended, four more get through. So I mean, it is really truly a gigantic problem, and they say to us that because of that, we need to have this net, this blanket of monitoring everyone in the country. You know, I tell my kids, and we've raised five children. If you don't eat cookies before dinner, then you're going to be able to eat your dinner. There's prevention, right, that can be done. If we close the border, which is what we were beginning to do under President Trump, if we eliminate the illegals coming in, and we are heightened and alerted to, and we defend our borders against the invasion of terrorists, and it is an invasion that's happening, if all of those things are going on, then suddenly the justification of, well, we need to monitor every single person all across the country because we don't know who the good guys are and the bad guys are. Well, you know what? Stop letting the bad guys in. That's the purpose of a secure border. Stop letting the bad guys in. And we model that after the Bible, after the Jewish Israel, where God said to them, if somebody's going to come into your country, they have to renounce their gods, they have to renounce their belief system, and they have to believe like the rest of you. Now, I'll tell you something. When we started out as a nation, Christianity was so prevalent that when people would get here and they would experience the Christian atmosphere that existed in our country, they would choose Christianity. They would. Now, I don't want to be whatever it was that I was when I got here. I want to be a believer in Jesus Christ I can see the benefits in that. I can understand what the Bible has to say, and I'm embracing those truths. Ladies and gentlemen, that's why Thomas Jefferson suggested not only his own Christian belief, but the reality that amongst all the religions, and he studied them all, he said Christianity is the only one wherein people can have freedom. And ultimately, the arguments to defend and support Christianity and a Christian way of life far outweigh anything else. Even David Horowitz, who's a frequent guest here on the program and is a Jewish agnostic, says that without going back to our Christian foundation as a country, we won't survive. Folks, at the end of the day, this is what we have to fight for.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. And I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this Cyber Symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com.
Go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg, or call 800-662-9236.
To receive these exclusive MyPillow offers, thank you and God bless.